The military plane delivering the hostage touched down at Nsimalien International Airport at 11:30 local time on Wednesday. Nish Eberhard Robert looked haggard and worn out, emaciated and unkempt. He had lost more than 100 pounds during his more than 6 months in captivity. The teacher from Germany expressed his relief.
I am happy to see now all these people around me to rescue me and make sure I am survived, because until the last minute, I not know I survive or I not survive. It was for me a big problem, because this was darkness, total darkness, and then you see nobody around you, and this is a big problem to say, okay, I will survive or not survive.
Mr. Robert said he was grateful to all those who worked to secure his release. A thank you echoed by German Ambassador to Cameroon, Klaus-Ludwig Kefestein.
Yeah, we are very grateful to His Excellency, the President of the Republic, and to the Secretary General of the Presidency, to the Cameroonian government, that we could find a solution to the problem of this hostage taking.
Authorities refused to comment on the circumstances that led to his release, or how and where he was kidnapped in the first place. Robert was taken to the residence of the German ambassador in Yaoundé. According to the ambassador, he will receive initial medical care in Yaoundé before he is being flown back to Germany for full medical attention. The hostage release came just hours before the release of a video by Boko Haram leader Abubakar Shekau, in which he claimed responsibility for the recent mass killings in and around the northeastern Nigerian city of Baga. According to human rights groups, as many as 2,000 people were slaughtered, and Boko Haram remains in control of the region that borders Niger, Chad, and Cameroon. In the video, Shekau said the Baga attacks were just the beginning, calling the massacre the tip of the iceberg. Galakilian Chimtom, FSRN, Yaoundé, Cameroon.